So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
Dr. Cheddar, I didn't know that you knew how to cook.
Oh, well, maybe if you let me stay with you more often, you'd get to experience one of my best talents.
Well, we kind of, Dr. Cheddar, I don't know what your definition of staying with us more often is. We've all four of us been together for quite a while.
That's actually what I want to bring up is, I was thinking, how about if we start to room with each other?
Well, hang on. I had so much fun right when we landed doing like a real world. Let's all run and pick our beds and let's find what's cool. And now you want to change that system?
Well, I mean, we don't need, you guys did have that cat fight over the bunk beds.
Yeah, because they were the coolest beds.
Feel bad for the cats. That was crazy that they had cats here.
Yeah, it's weird that they would be in an underwater facility, but I don't know. I guess they're good for the research. Beats me.
Yeah, they could be research cats, but...
Well, they seemed really like friendly cats. Like they seemed like they liked each other a lot, and it took a lot of effort for us to get them to fight each other. But we got there.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the problem that I'm getting at is I ended up with the cat room and I am highly allergic to cats.
So you have a bunch of roommates already.
Yeah, you've got.
How do you know? It could be the way I see it. It could be the problem in that room. You know, sometimes it's like if everybody you room with, there seems to be a problem. Maybe it's you.
Oh, listen, like we all went to college and I had roommates in college, but I mean, the cats are just, it's nonstop sex with them. It doesn't stop all through the night.
Wait, are you having sex with cats?
No, the cats have sex with each other and it's, you know,
you're upset because they won't let you have sex with them. Is that what you're saying?
It's not even that. It's the violence. I'm pretty sure once we taught them how to fight, they decided to bring that into their sex life.
I think it's what happens when people stop being polite and when people start getting real.
Now, Nick, you've been using the facility's camera. Oh, shit. Dr. Deacon Nick Mister. Yep.
When it'll slow down, fuck. I've been using the cameras.
Yeah. Dr. Mister. You've been using the cameras and I finally realized what you'd use one of the rooms with the camera for. I thought it was something perverted.
No, it's a confessional.
It's a confessional.
Yeah. It's a confessional. If I have any sort of mean thoughts about you guys or kind of tone deaf thoughts about myself, I go to the confessional and I tell them.
Now, is there any sort of like leftover feelings from being the Pope that you've carried into this confessional? Are other people going in there and confessing to you, or is it just you confessing to a camera? I don't fully get what's happening with the confessional.
Yeah, it's a combo of a traditional reality show confessional and also a traditional Catholic confessional. So okay, I did put a divider in there and a kneeler.
Okay, because I was in there talking about some real weird stuff that I did, and I was like, I think I'm talking to Deacon Mister, but I'm not sure, and I was worried that like it was going to be broadcast to the world or something.
No, it's a camera pointed at the screen pointed at your side of the confessional where you're kneeling.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're confessing to the camera.
That makes complete sense. I have an exact understanding of how that works in my head. Totally get it.
Now, you did cut a hole in one of the walls that goes to the other room, and you put one of those kind of screen things in there. And I went into that other room, and I went ahead and put on the priest outfit.
This seems like something you should be confessing in the confessional. I don't know what why you're bringing that up here, but go ahead. We're all listening. I guess this is public information. Well,
I thought we were playing like dress up. I thought maybe that was the costume room, and we had just only acquired one costume. And I sat in there for an afternoon and thought I was maybe listening to it, someone watching the TV show. Just based off of, but it turns out it was the three of you just spilling your guts.
Well, I mean, I have a question. With the confessional, whether it is to God or to a camera, do you have to be honest? Because I've been going in there and just lying to make it seem like I'm cooler. Because I always figured if God knew the truth, I wouldn't get into heaven. But if he only believes what I've been telling him when I pray and confess, then I'm a shoo-in.
So you think that whether or not you get into heaven is based on how cool you were on Earth?
Well, I mean, not how cool you are, but how cool the things you tell God in confession that you did are.
So you're saying you can pull one over on God and get into heaven, no matter how bad you were, because you can just bullshit your way with a long con.
That's what I'm asking you. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm asking you guys because, I mean, I think I'm the least familiar with confessional.
Well, if that's the case, if you think cool is the thing that goes through, you went on for probably 2 hours talking about scoring 4 touchdowns your senior year in a high school football game. Like, that was the pinnacle of what you've done in your entire life. And I don't know if that's enough or if even God cares.
I mean, I just figured a lot of athletes always thank God when they win and score touchdowns. So I figured that's probably what he likes to hear about, his sports achievements.
The problem is you also use terms like home run, 3 strikes, yellow card, while describing this football game. So I don't know how convincing it was to God.
I'm just trying to cover my bases. I mean,
and that's another sports metaphor.
Well, I mean, it's like religion. If you don't know which one's right, you might as well just, you know, throw them all in there.
That's the, they call that the prisoner's dilemma, I believe.
Ah. See, I've been calling it a suicide. Like when you mix all the soda flavors together.
I don't know if there's a religion that you can get into heaven if you commit suicide. Do you guys know of one?
Yeah, the, what's that? The Hale Bopp Comet one?
Now, I know about the religion that's focused around the Mbop song.
Mm.
Oh, really, Hanson?
The Hanson song, yeah. You have to grow your hair long, you dye it blonde, you wear 90s grunge store to clothes, and that's pretty much it. And that's the Hansonites. But I don't know about the Hale Bopp Comet.
Now, does your hair have to be natural, or can it be... secondhand?
I think they accept extensions and that sort of thing. I think it doesn't have to be natural. I'm not an expert. I've never been to the church. I just know secondhand.
Is that a religion where you have to wear a promise ring?
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. You promise yourself to one of the handsome boys. You know, I thought they were girls. I thought the youngest one was a girl when I saw that video for the first time.
And is that what made you want to commit to the religion?
Yeah. I was like, I'm all about it. It was age appropriate, just so you guys know.
Just be clear, it was age appropriate. Yeah.
And I said, I got to get on board. How do I meet this chick? Turns out it was a dude. Really messed me up for a long time. But, you know, I'm here and I'm fine with it now.
The ironic part would have been if it wasn't age appropriate and then Mr. Hansen came into your house and was like, hey, have a seat.
Why don't you have a seat over there? That's a,
why don't you have a seat?
That's a whole other thing, that the tie between the Hansen brothers and Chris Hansen.
Actually, I think one of the Hansen brothers, I think that one of the Hansen brothers actually became Chris Hansen because he got tired of his little brother being hit on by grown men, thinking that he was a little girl.
Right. Not age. I think if actually, it's age appropriate, he was okay with it. Age appropriate, he was okay. But older guys, he didn't like it.
And that's why Chris Hansen of the Hansen brothers became Chris Hansen pedophile attacker.
Now, you mentioned it was ironic. What is ironic is I haven't ever mentioned that I was a Seventh Day Atlantis for a while.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, don't you think?
Now, yeah, anything, any religion, when it's a 7-day religion, I mean, were there versions that were less days?
Yeah, they were 4-day Atlantises. Some people would just celebrate from just the weekend from, I guess, would be Sun Morissette on Friday till sunrise on Monday.
Now, a lot of you guys were looking for a knife, but you guys had like way more spoons.
Yeah, you right? bring it. You have to bring your own spoon to services. And at the end, of course, we'd all swallow a jagged little pill. And that's now, how we knew we were.
Wasn't there a big scandal with that church because the main parishioner, you all had to go down on him in a theater?
That's right. I heard about that.
Yes.
Well, I heard about that recently in the confessional tapes that I've been watching, by the way, and they are wildly entertaining.
And just before we get to these tapes, can you just, Dr. Mister, can you confirm whether the parishioner was Dave Coulier?
That's one of the reasons that you can't know until you're deeper in.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Just like you'll never know what the one hand in the pocket's doing while the other hand's giving a peace sign.
That's fair.
Is there anything else that we ought to know?
You ought to know. No, I can't think of anything.
You can't do that on television, but you did. You did it. You did do that on television, and you know, thank God you didn't say what. Otherwise, that confessional would be covered in slime.
Yeah, it is funny that there's a lot of times I'm walking around and water does just pour on me. That could just be the facility is not in the best of shape.
The facility is empty. And I am still looking for ways to get cancer, and I haven't found it yet.
Well, I hear that if you stay with more than 3 cats, that statistically you're more prone to cancer.
Now, you say you've heard that, and I would just, I'm curious as to where you heard that.
It was a cat website. So I didn't hear it as much as it was the headline of an article.
Yeah, we should talk about the real, real restrictive internet filters that are going on at this
site. Yeah.
Are you guys having problems getting onto your sites?
I am. It's really strange.
You know, so, yeah. Actually, guys, I'm just realizing now that we are not live, so we've got to reconnect. Yeah, the Dr. Mister, you do bring up a point about the restrictive internet here. It's funky.
Yeah, it's like Safe Search is on and Safe Surf. And I try and Google Safe Surf and it's all this shark safety wetsuit stuff. And I can't even just get to YouTube, which is my go-to. I got to, you know, I got to see what the YouTubers have been up to lately.
Oh, you're big. You're a huge
influencer. I'm a big influencer, I think is the term. The influencers influence me heavily.
You love to be influenced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, it would even be fair to say that you're under the influence.
Yep. Better part of a decade.
And by the way, if you're listening, this is the St. Deaconista Hospital in Evansville, Indiana's podcast / announcements for bulletins and updates at what may or may not still exist or what's left of the St. Deaconista Hospital. So if you're listening, you know, keep it on. This is Dr. Ugers. I am the ENT here at DBS and big game hunter, and I want to kill these fucking sharks. God, I want to kill these sharks so bad.
You said we're abandoned, like the facility is abandoned. That's true. We haven't seen any other people, but
oh, these I've sharks!
Lost a pound of sharks.
These sharks won't go away. And I want to make them go away.
I don't know if you could do it. I've tried to tell them to go away, but they don't seem to want to listen.
I feel like the problem is that it's multiple different types of shark breeds. I feel like if it was one breed of shark, it'd be easy to communicate with them. But there's like at least 7 or 8 different shark breeds out there.
Yeah, there's the great white. And he is a talented musician, really great. There's the sand shark. I don't know why he comes all the way out here, but he does. There's the tiger shark. There's the hammerhead.
Mako.
Those ones are real crazy.
And there's the nurse shark, which is nothing like the nurses at the St. Deaconista Hospital.
Wait. It's a nurse shark?
Yeah, that's why they have those little hats.
Oh, that makes more sense. I always call them Nerf sharks, like a Nerf football.
Oh. Yeah. Now, also one that won't leave us the fuck alone is the loan shark. That one is just keeps knocking at the door. And I'm, you know, right. You're with me, Dr. Cheddar. You're like, hey, we'll get you when we get you, you know,
I'm with you. I mean, hey, I'm not going to answer.
You think it's like a bear situation where if you don't let them in, they can't come in?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if you don't invite them in, they can't come in, right? Same thing with vampires. Same thing with Elijah. If you don't leave a window or a door open, he hasn't come in.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, but I only really know about vampires. I couldn't say for the rest.
Well, and I, just to be clear, I do not want to let the vampires into the facility either. It's just an FYI. I'm not doing it.
And that's fair. That's totally fine.
No, I completely agree.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, cause they say, oh, do you want to live forever? And, you know, you can fly and you can disappear and you can like do magic and all this shit. But I know. I just recently have gone to college. I've gone to a lot of college. I know as an educated person, you don't let a vampire into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and rent's only going up. I mean, living forever in this economy,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we got lucky enough to land at this abandoned Naval Academy / cancer research facility that's fully stocked with food, water, shelter, electricity, limited internet.
Well, that's actually what I was thinking. Have you guys been typing .mil? Because .coms aren't going to work out here. .mil or .gov, I'm thinking, might be where you're missing that web browsing power.
No, I haven't been doing it. I've been doing .com.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you too much of what I'm searching on there, but if you go to Pornhub.gov, oh, it's a totally new ballgame.
Oh, God, have you seen the Elizabeth Warren nudes? Fucking hot.
I have, and I agree.
She is, when she governs, but naked.
Man, the way she goes after those big businesses. Whew. Oh, boy.
And look, guys, this may be my coming out party, but Bernie Sanders has got some bangers. And I can't get enough of him shaming the 1% of the 1%. Every time he says it, I can't go past. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Oh, it's great.
Have you guys tried to? This is embarrassing. Have you guys tried to last through one of those filibuster videos?
Oh, they're too long. They're too long. I'll scrub around and try to find, you know, good parts, but I can't. There's no way I could ever make it through a whole one. You know,
yeah. There's no way people actually can have the stamina to sit through one of those.
That's what I'm saying.
I would start with the good intention to get into it, but then like someone laces up their tennis shoes and they're going to be on their feet for a long time, and I'm like, too much.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm all into edge play, but I need to see a finish line.
I'll tell you one of the things that I honestly thought that I'd be able to get off on, and I just can't. And that's Republicans fucking poor people on a regular basis, and I just can't. I can't get enough. I thought I couldn't get enough, but I did.
Have you tried the opposite?
Poor people fucking Republicans?
Oh yeah. I think that's where you're going wrong. You need to check those out.
It's nice. It's like it's what they say about, you know, high-powered executives make all the decisions and boss people around all day. And then when they get home at night and they're, you know, in their bedroom, they want to be bossed around by someone else a little, you know?
Oh, I'll look that up. That's Pornhub.gov, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I'll second that statement with high-powered executives getting what they don't have. As a podiatrist, I have to say, when I buy a pair of shoes, I don't like to pick them. I want the sales associate to tell me what to wear.
Oh.
Right.
That's interesting.
Can any of you say the same for yourself, or am I alone here?
I you know, we've been on this this cancer research center long enough that I'd take anything, because I feel like I have nothing.
Oh, you want to take the cats?
You said that they've started to incorporate violence?
A little bit of it's mostly violent, a little bit sexual. But they are the alpha.
Well, sex with me is nothing but violence, so I might be into that. I can't tell the difference between violence or sex.
Can we get a quick rundown of all the different research animals that we found? A lot of sharks.
A lot of cats. Sharks.
Surprisingly, no cat sharks, though.
Yeah, it's almost like they brought them both together to try to mate them, and it didn't work out. Well, there is the tiger shark. There is the tiger shark.
That's true. There was a tiger before you killed it.
I extracted semen from the tiger and impregnated a shark to have baby tiger sharks. I killed them all except for the one that still floats around here looking for its brothers and sisters. And I keep putting signs up saying lost, tiger sharks, just so that the tiger shark doesn't think that we're the ones that killed all the brothers and sisters. Yeah. Like we're looking for it. Kind of like my own child.
It's a foolproof plan. It's sort of one of your best ofs, one of your classics. Yeah. But there's also that room full of eagles. There's that room. It's patriotic, but it's scary.
And yeah. I don't think they'll ever leave.
Now, Dr. Proctor, you were surprised to see that all the bald eagles were not actually bald. And I was surprised to see you go in there and every day you shave them clean right off the top of their heads.
Well, I mean, look, what's in a name, right? If you're going to have a name that's descriptive, you should meet that description or be comically the opposite of it, like a huge person nicknamed Tiny, right? But this is an in-between situation. These eagles had feathers on their heads. It's not comically head full of hair. So the only logical choice is to shave them bald so that they can be true to their name.
And is that why you put the enormous afros on a few of them?
Yes, because they need to be comically the opposite of the name. So if you're going to be called bald, you either need to be bald or have a huge head of hair.
So you're doing research then, right? This is sort of your undertaking of a research topic of what's more appropriate, the literal nickname or the ironic nickname?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to figure out which one is more effective. And so far, inconclusive.
Is that why a couple of the cats have been shaven? Because I did not think we had any bald cats.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, the hairless cat I know is a thing, but I was just practicing and I needed somebody to practice on. Tell you what, turns out cat fur, very different from eagle feathers.
Now, we have a bunch of sphinx cats, and you've just been walking up to each of them and saying, man, like you were trying to solve their riddle?
Yep.
Has that worked out?
It has not worked out so far. So
that's ironic, then? You got to do
it. I marked them down as ironic on my paperwork. Yeah, exactly. Now, maybe I solve a riddle. Maybe what they're doing to me is putting me through the riddle. And maybe I do solve it. And then I change them to,
literal.
Right on the nose. Yeah, literal.
I think it's great that we've all kind of just, knowing this is a research station, just kind of taken it upon ourselves to create our own research. Obviously, Dr. Ruger's creating the tiger sharks and Dr. Proctor with the literal versus ironic. I'm still searching for something.
I think you're doing research on yourself and that confessional, if we're being honest, Dr. Mister. You're in there, you're learning about yourself, you're discovering yourself. I watched some of those videos where maybe you didn't know that the video was still rolling, and I think you were watching some of those filibusters inside of the confessional. But the thing is you are investigating yourself, and I think after being Pope, being married to a gorilla, impregnating a gorilla, then witnessing that gorilla being torn from the inside out by Mike Tyson as he eats your unborn child on the way out, I think you've been through some things and you need to process.
Yes, you're right. I should, I guess I'll start taking some notes. It is a lot to process. No man is an island.
Your family's disowned you. You're a failure to them.
Are you talking to me?
Uh-oh. I think we might have to do a double blind study on this.
I will say that I was staring directly at you, Dr. Cheddar, as I was talking about Dr. Mister. So I could see how you'd be confused. But also, yeah. So
well, I mean, I'm used to it. I'll say it doesn't get easier over time, but time still passes. So there's that.
Now
you're still staring right at me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just you've got the face of a loser. And it makes me, I think it makes us feel better knowing that clearly you're the lower status of the four of us. And I think that's what gets us through, and the guys will agree with me, right?
It is reassuring, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hierarchy is good to know.
Yeah. And the cats know too, which is, you know, why they use your bunk as the litter box.
Oh, they use it as everything. Yeah. So as I said, I mean, if you want to get rough with some cats, I'm definitely willing to trade bunks for a few nights.
Well, hang on. I hate to be a but actually guy, but what you really said is we should just room together. Now, there's dozens of empty rooms on this platform, research center, but you specifically said let's room together. You could have moved out from the cats anytime you wanted to.
Yep.
Just to be by yourself.
I've thought of that. You know, I've never been to prison, but I assume that it's similar when they say that you can't leave. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I feel like I owe the cats cigarettes that I'll never acquire.
Dr. Cheddar, you need to think this through. You abandoned being almost a rat prince and eventually a rat king at St. Deaconista Hospital that we can assume at this point is completely taken over by rats. And they flock to you much as these cats have flocked to you, much as the raccoons have had flocked to you. Or wait, no, that was Dr. Proctor that got herd immunity from the raccoons, right?
Right. That's correct. That was me.
Okay. But I think it's enough of a pattern.
Yeah, the point stands.
You like to be assimilated within a group of furry, disgusting animals.
I didn't think of it that way, but maybe if I do assimilate with them. I mean, has there ever been a cat king? Is that a thing? Do they congeal together if their tails get wrapped up, if they're condensed in a tight enough space?
Maybe that can be your research.
I think there was a guy named Cole who became a cat king. You guys don't know Cat King Cole?
I'm not familiar.
No.
Well, I could be making that up.
Could be. Yeah, I think it's a worthwhile research project to see whether or not you can become king of the cats.
I'm willing to take it on. I mean, you know, they're not going to let me leave, so I might as well live with them.
You know what would be great to see? I could really go for some real entertainment, and I think you've got enough cats in there that you could put on a better version of Cats than the recent remake and try to get all those cats to play all the, you know, get your jelly cats and so on and so forth and you know, give it a go.
I would love to see that.
I'm all for, yeah, live theater is great. We could use some live theater on this base.
Oh, Dr. Cheddar.
If you guys are open to it, I mean, I am ready to open a cat circus. I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but it was one of the dreams that I put on hold when I became a doctor.
Wait. I mean, what, one of the dreams you put on hold to become a doctor is to start a cat circus. I mean, this is perfect for you.
Well, I mean, it didn't have to be a cat circus. Any animal would do. I figured it'd be one of those multi acts, you know, where you have the cats close the show. But yeah, that's, yeah, you know what? For you know, to not argue the point. Yeah.
Okay. So you thought,
yes, I
back in the day, you thought that the direction circuses were going were more animal acts, putting more animals.
More domesticated animals, okay. Less wild animals. So I, you know.
I would love to see you put on a full production of cats. And then, of course, your opener should be the Eagles. And just to be clear, it's the Eagles in the room, in the Eagle Room.
I mean, we can let their hair grow out. I can let their hair grow out if you think that would make them look more appropriate to be the openers.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to open, they probably need the hair.
I can put my research on hold for a little bit. I'm all about this.
Guys, I'm excited. And also, I'm a little concerned that we haven't seen LL Cool J yet.
I was going to ask, no kangaroos, but a lot of leftover Kango hats. Kango? How do you say it?
I think it's got the L at the end for LL Cool J.
Kango.
Yeah.
I almost feel like they're breadcrumbs. You know, I see different generation Kangol hats. I almost feel like he's trying to send us a message without being here.
You think LL Cool J is leaving us cryptic clues that we have to solve to figure out some mystery?
Via left behind Kangol hats. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. If I'm putting my research on nicknames on hold so that the Eagles can grow their hair out anyway, I'm all about solving this in the meantime. This is going to be 100% of my focus from now on. Let's investigate these Kangol hats.
You know, I'm pretty comfortable putting my research on hold. I can take all this baggage I'm carrying and just shove it down emotionally and just bottle it up and not process my dead gorilla husband and dead gorilla hybrid child.
You don't know that. You don't know if he's dead. You don't know if the baby's dead. You don't know if Mike Tyson's dead. Don't give up hope.
I can shove it all down and solve this Kangol. We'll work on solving this Kangol hat mystery.
All right. I will put my absolute hatred towards sharks and my want to murder the rest of the sharks to the side.
Okay.
To unify with the three of you to get to the bottom of this LL Cool J mystery.
Let's fucking do it, baby.
Let's fucking go. All right, we got work to do, and I think that's enough for this week in total. So, as we always say,
take two of these
and don't ghost me.